This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said India and the Marshall Islands share a long history of friendly bilateral relations which has expanded over the years, delivering a message on the occasion of an MOU signed for implementation of 4 community development projects in the Marshall Islands. Dr. Jaishankar said the islands in the Pacific are large ocean countries. He said India considers it a responsibility to support the Pacific Islands in their quest for sustainable development. He added that climate change, natural disasters, poverty alleviation, and healthcare are common challenges that India and the Marshall Islands need to address together. He stated that India is privileged to be a partner of the Pacific Islands in this regard. Chief Minister of Meghalaya Conrad K. Sangma met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren also met the Prime Minister this afternoon. Mr. K.P. Sharma Oli has taken oath as the Prime Minister of Nepal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated him being the Prime Minister of Nepal. In his message, Mr. Modi said he looks forward to working closely to further strengthen the deep bonds of friendship between India and Nepal and to further expand the mutually beneficial bilateral cooperation. India's retail digital payment is likely to double to $7 trillion by 2030. As per the joint study by Kearney and Amazon Pay, India's digital payments for retail transactions have grown to $3.6 trillion in the financial year 2023-24, compared to $300 billion in the financial year 2017-18. Mr. Vikram Misri assumed charge as the Foreign Secretary today. He has succeeded Vinay Mohan Quatra, whose tenure ended yesterday. Mr. Misri is a 1989 batch IFS officer. He was serving as Deputy National Security Advisor in the National Security Council Secretariat. He has served as the Indian Envoy in China, Myanmar and Spain. Mr. Misri has the rare distinction of serving as Private Secretary to 3 Prime Ministers, I.K. Gujral in 1997, Manmohan Singh in 2012 and Narendra Modi in 2014. Home Minister Amit Shah spoke to Chief Ministers of Assam, Gujarat and Uttar Pradesh and took stock of the flood situation in these states. Sources said Mr. Shah inquired about the increased water level in these states. The Home Minister assured them to provide central assistance as well as support of the National Disaster Response Force. The India Meteorological Department or IMD has forecast heavy rain at isolated places over Uttarakhand, East Uttar Pradesh and East Rajasthan today. Met Department has also forecast light to moderate rainfall accompanied with light thunderstorm and lightning in some areas at Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and Delhi. The national capital received rainfall this morning which brought respite from heat and humidity. In Gujarat, at least 6 people died and more than 6 others were injured in a road accident on the Ahmedabad-Vadodara expressway near Anand early this morning. Our correspondent reports that the accident took place after a truck collided with a stationary bus near Chikhora village on the Ahmedabad-Vadodara expressway. The bus was parked at the roadside corner after one of its tyres burst. Argentina won their second straight Copa America championship after beating Colombia 1-0 early this morning at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. Argentina won the tournament for the record 16th time. Meanwhile, Spain won its record 4th European Scholar Championship after defeating England 2-1 in the finals. Domestic benchmark indices rallied in today's early trade with the Nifty hitting its new all-time peak. The Sensex was up by more than 200 points and was trading at above 80,000 mark while the Nifty was up by more than 80 points. In Odisha, the stage is set for the world-famous Bahuda Yatra, the return car festival of Lord Jagannath, his elder brother Lord Balbhadra and their sister Devi Subhadra and Lord Sudarshan in the holy city of Puri today. Lakhs of devotees have thronged to Puri since this morning to seek blessings and witness the Bahuda Yatra. And with that, we end this news bulletin.